This Halloween, be careful carving pumpkins, because this year, the pumpkins get their revenge.
Now that you've exacted your revenge, you're done with me, right?
Not hardly. Revenge of the Pumpkins, now showing.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
What's up, buddy? I'm going to get you out of this. I know. I know. There you go. Just relax. It's a little bit more. It's all off. If he gets up now, he should be good. See you later, buddy.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Now sit back, relax, and get ready to go on a musical voyage that makes Sergeant Pepper's seem like a rejected jingle for Ritz crackers.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
That is so stupid.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature, okay?
Hello and welcome.
Well, good morning.
Today is special because it is National Black Cat Day.
These dark creatures of the night.
Black cat.
A black cat.
Captivate our imaginations around Halloween time.
A black cat went past us.
What appears to be a black cat.
Your black cat is crossing my path.
He is one hep black cat.
Let's get this show started.
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here. Right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com, also on the Alexa. How? How does that even work? How does Alexa even, I don't know, it's science or something, but anyway, or it might be magic, it might be mysticism, who knows? Anywho, you have to enable the skill, I do know that. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and
nothing for you.
Well, maybe, or she'll do it. And then when you want to listen, you say, Alexa, play Radio 434. So darn easy. You can also get our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. If you didn't know, what's the difference? Well, here's the thing. We do the live show when we're live between 8 and 11. And that is on radio434.com. When we're not live, we take all those show segments and we repack them. We record them. We repack them into a full-length podcast. And you can enjoy the podcast again and again and again. And if it's new to you, then it's new to you. You can get that on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and she will. You can even search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, even go to our website, radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel and you will find a link to the podcast. And you can even watch the show on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. All right. Monday, good Lord, Monday edition of the program, but we actually have guests in studio. We've got the folks from Main Street Music Show. It's coming November 1st to the Academy Center of the Arts Music Hall. We have, who do we have? We've got Jacob and Jamie are joining us. And, of course, we have your five random facts. Of course, we've got your stupid criminals in the news. And of course, we've got the good news and all that kind of stuff. And then there's this. It is the spooky season. I said it's the spooky season. Yep. So, question of the day. What terrifies you the most? And these could be everyday, real-life fears. What are you afraid of? All right. Chapman University conducted an annual poll, and we have a list of the top 10 plus then our top list, top things we've learned to fear in 2025. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by...
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Oh. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Be forewarned. What you are about to hear before Halloween may be some of the scariest things you've ever heard. Continue listening at your own discretion. You have been warned.
Nearly half of the year's pumpkin-related knife injuries will happen this week. If you got married this year, you and your partner only have a 49% chance of making it. And finally, there's no known cure for toenail fungus. Once you have it, it lasts forever. Unlike your marriage.
Sounds about right. It's the Mike Show. All right. So what makes you scared? What fears do you have? What terrifies you? I said what terrifies you? Yeah. Well, it's the spooky season, and Chapman University conducted an annual poll of the real life fears that everyday Americans have. And topping the list, corrupt government officials. Yep, 69% of people said they're afraid or very afraid of that. Oh, and it doesn't matter who's in power. That was last year's number one as well. And 10 consecutive years overall now. So it doesn't matter. Here's the rest of the top 10. Government tracking of personal data. 53%. That's up from number 20 last year, I believe. What else? Pollution of oceans, rivers, and lakes truly terrifies us. Number 9 on the list. 54% up from number 13 last year. Russia using nuclear weapons. I said Russia. Lord. 54% at number 8. Pollution of drinking water. 55% up from number 11 last year. The U.S. becoming involved in another world war. 55%, number 6 on the list. Number 5, people you love dying. 55%. Cyber terrorism at number 4 with 56% of the vote. Economic or financial collapse, 58%. This jumped from number 15 last year. And then number 2, people you love becoming seriously ill. That's 59%. It was also number 2 last year, by the way. Also on the list, number 17 is fearing AI replacing people in the workplace. Yeah. Number 25 is fearing a new pandemonium or major epidemic. Number 43 on the list is fear of sharks. And 44%, number 44 rather, is fearing heights. Number 54, fearing illegal immigration. And then number 64 is fearing flying. Coming in last at number 67 is, and why did they just go to 67? 67 things that you fear. I don't know, but anyway, homeless people. 12% are afraid of homeless people. Okay. So that brings us to our top list. As Halloween approaches, Americans say what scares them the most, and it includes corrupt government officials and economic collapse, cyber terrorism. And then there are things that we just started getting scared of in the last 10 months. Like anything from today's list, it's our top list today. Top things we learned to fear in 2025. All right, here we go. Number one, hitching a ride on a Venezuelan drug boat. movies where The Rock tries to act. Top things we've learned to fear in 2025. Travis Kelce's penis. Hiring Bill Belichick as your coach. Top things we've learned to fear in 2025. Tylenol. The Newark airport. Angering the head of the FCC. Top things we've learned to fear in 2025. Philadelphia-based baseball fans. Take two. Philadelphia baseball fans who really want the home run ball. Top things we've learned to fear in 2025. The Kiss Cam. And top things we've learned to fear in 2025. A white van marked immigration. There we go. It's the Mike Show. It's the, what is today? Monday? Yeah, it's the frickin' Monday edition. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Hi, it's Jen Webb with the Free Clinic of Central Virginia, here to tell you about the second annual Genworth Dink It Forward Pickleball Tournament at Crossfight Fitness to benefit the Free Clinic of Central Virginia with a dink-off kickoff party at 6 p.m. on Friday, December the 6th, with raffles, games, prizes, and adult beverages. Game day starts at 9 a.m. Saturday, December 7th, which includes an open entry just for the fun of it, or a cash prize entry, which gets the winner some cold hard cash. And that's a big deal. Plus, bragging rights to raise money for a great cause. Visit freeclinicva.org/pickleball to register today. The Genworth Dink It Forward Pickleball Tournament is December 6th and 7th to benefit the Free Clinic of Central Virginia.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Meghan Markle lost her 10th publicist. Sounds like someone is a royal pain in the... Trick or treat is increasingly being replaced by trunk or treat, which is fine because kids can still egg the cars that give them pencils. AI misrepresents news content 45% of the time. It's sad when not headline news is more factual than AI news. Ace Frehley was laid to rest. Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley, and Peter Criss were there for the memorial. Sure, now the original band gets back together. And restaurants owned by Bon Jovi are offering free meals to furloughed federal workers. A big help to people who are living on a prayer. This is not headline news.
No, that's just terrible. It is the Mike Show, Monday edition. Coming up, we are going to get really smart with your five random facts. That's all on the way. Taking a look at Tower Cam position number 4 at the river, and look at the change. I think it's more brown than reds and hues and things. I don't know. It's just been really, really weird. It's been dry. So we're talking about the leaves, by the way. All right, coming up, More of this very fine broadcast. This portion is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for...
Five.
Random.
Facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say...
Wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one, this is actually very frightening or very comforting. I'm not sure. The U.S. nuclear launch system used floppy disks until 2019. At the time, an Air Force colonel said, "It's the Air Force's oldest IT system, but it's the age that provides the security. You can't hack something that doesn't have an IP address." Huh? It's a very unique system. It is old, and it is very good. I think that's going to be the name of today's episode. It is old, and it is very good. Number two, tempura isn't a Japanese invention.
Hello.
Is that how you pronounce it? Tempura? Tempura? Pure? Here, let me get a pronunciation on this. I'm sorry. Search. Pronounce. Tempura.
Tempura.
Tempura. I was close. All right, take two. Tempura isn't a Japanese invention.
Hello.
Hi. It's Portuguese. Missionaries from Portugal introduced it to Japan in the late 1500s, and the people there really liked it. Amethyst got its name from the ancient Greek phrase for not drunk, because there was a belief that if you put the stones in your alcohol, it would keep you from getting drunk. What's the purpose of that? Number four. All 16 celebrities Madonna mentions in the song Vogue are now dead. Lauren Bacall was the last to pass away in 2014. Marlon Brando was the second to the last in 2004. And then finally, number five, if you win a prize on The Price is Right, you have to pay California income taxes on it before they give it to you. Wait a minute. That's a bummer. So I can't, if I get a new car, then I have to pay the income taxes on it before I get my new car. Well, what if I don't have the money to pay the income tax on the new car? What? Anyway. All right. Those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yep.
Random
facts. I guess...
Nothing for you.
Yeah, if you can't afford the income tax on it. All right. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by... Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Monday edition of the program, and we've got guests. How'd that happen? Who let you in?
The man at the front.
We've got Jake and Jamie, and they're joining us from Main Street Music Show. They've got an upcoming event at the Academy Center of the Arts Music Hall in downtown on Commerce Street. If you're not familiar with it, go check it out. You can learn more at academycenter.org. Tell us about your show and what can we expect?
Well, it's the Main Street Music Show. It's kind of like an old-time radio show, but more focused on...
Oh, like this one.
It's there you go.
Very crusty and with elderly folks. This is great.
Yeah, we do sketches. We do music. It's like a variety show.
Nice.
It's all clean. We just have a good time. We keep all that other stuff out of it.
Nice.
We just have a good time. Try to make people laugh. You know, there's plenty of things out there that don't make us laugh. Let's find something and brighten stuff up. So that's what we try to do.
Where did the idea come from for this?
I grew up doing radio. Okay. Loved radio, listened to radio all the time. My dad did radio.
Nice.
And then watching sketch comedy growing up. Love Saturday Night Live, Kids in the Hall, Exit 57, and Living Color.
Who is your favorite late night personality?
Who do you
think is the best?
We
could be ending this segment right now.
David Letterman is one I grew up really enjoying.
I have to ding you on that because dinging is good.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, if you get the buzzer, that's bad.
Oh, okay.
But if you get the ding,
all right,
that's good.
That's good.
So David Letterman is one of my all time favorites. Johnny Carson. I don't know if you're old enough.
I just missed it.
Yeah. Johnny Carson was the absolute best late night guy. But there was The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Oh, yeah.
There was a kind of a pseudo late night TV show that she was a writer on. Mm-hmm. And it mirrored a late night show in the early 1960s that also, you know, very much sounded like this. So really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I love the nice thing about like an old show, kind of like what we do, is that to a degree some people think we kind of invented it because it just hasn't been around for a while. Yeah. Like Saturday Night Live, everybody kind of knows, but we have a looser format than SNL.
Yeah.
And so, you know, people think you invent it, but it's kind of like we just kind of y'all are too young to understand this model that we have.
Oh, I know all too well. But no, this sounds really, really fun.
Oh, so
well,
fun.
How long have you been doing this, and how long have you been acting and performing?
Well, I host it, and then Jamie is our key actress for the show. Okay. And you've been around since the beginning. When did we even start this?
Well, I actually came in just after your first season.
The first show.
Or the first show.
Yeah. You've been here since show two.
So I've been doing this. What are we on, year three at this point with me?
Five? Yeah, I think we're on 2020 or 2021.
What is happening?
Maybe 2021.
Okay, so four plus. So. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so I joined after the first episode, I guess. I thought it was more than that. And Jake, I knew of Jake. Jake just heard of me, I guess, soon before I came on the show. Just that, you know, I did this kind of work. I went to Liberty University and performed with the people that kind of hooked me up with the show.
Okay.
And after one episode, we just kept going.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
We did the first show. I came from a film background. Right. And so I did the first show because I wanted to work with a lot of actors. And so the first show, I had to cast like 9 people in the show. Wow. And it was a lot. We were all doing it over Zoom. And people kept telling me about Jamie. And then I had this other friend, Dan, that I had worked with a long time before who mm-hmm. filled in. And I got to the point where I was like, I'm just so tired of dealing with schedules. I want just people who can do anything.
Yeah.
And so I brought in Dan and Jamie, and they just, they carry all the way. They can play. They can sit there and have a conversation with themselves in 2 different voices. And I'm like, well, I don't need 9 people now. All I really need is 2 or 3, and we're in good shape.
Or at least 1 schizophrenic.
Yeah, there you go. I'm always afraid to see what's in their heads when they're like talking about things. I'm
that
like,
is
Callie.
The most fun part for us, though, getting to do multiple different characters, especially in the same sketch as well. But yeah, I grew up with 1 CD of Prairie Home Companion that we played over and over and over.
Wow.
And of course, the classics like Adventures in Odyssey for those, you know, like religious viewers out there and things like that. And so I've always grown up loving that. After I went to Liberty for performing, I got to work on a radio show, The Encounter, an award-winning radio show produced over there with the theater department and communications. And then, we kind of went from there.
Yeah. So we're about 4 years in.
Yep.
This is fantastic. Yeah. And this is coming up. It's at the Academy Center of the Arts Music Hall in downtown Lynchburg, November 1st. And we want to stress, it's clean comedy.
Clean comedy.
Music and sketches. It's at the music hall. You can get your tickets at academycenter.org. Just click on the events page, and you'll find all the performances.
It's one of the events we say it's clean, but it's also not like a kids event. Kids can be there and it's totally cool, but a lot of the jokes are going to fly over their head. We say it's more like kids are in the room. It's cool.
Yeah,
but it's for adults really enjoy it.
Nice. So do you take the show all around the country?
Well, we're working on that right now. We've done only a few live shows. We kind of pre-record a decent amount of shows.
Yeah.
But this summer we did an event in Michigan, Grand Rapids, Michigan. They brought us up there before I actually moved back here from Nashville about 3 or 4 months ago.
Nice.
So we did a show, had a couple shows in Nashville. We've done 1 or 2 here in Lynchburg, but now that I'm back in town, we're hoping to get, and with the Academy, we're hoping to get this thing going because one fun thing about the show, every single episode is different. So it's like you could see them 1 month and then the next month's completely different show.
Nice.
So we're hoping to kind of find a home base.
Yeah.
But, you know, if we can get on the road, we're going to keep trying to get back on the road.
Absolutely.
As well.
Yeah. No, this really sounds cool. A very neat concept.
Yeah.
And we're looking forward to it. We're encouraging folks to check it out. You can go on there on the Academy's website, academycenter.org, click on the events and purchase tickets. Where can folks see some of your other work?
YouTube, anywhere you get your podcast, you can hear the audio version of it.
Okay.
And then we do a video version on YouTube. So it's Main, M-A-I-N, S-T, Music Show.
Okay.
On everything.
All right.
So Facebook, wherever you want to go, Main, S-T, Music Show, or mainstreetmusicshow.com.
Nice.
We'll
link all that up. I've got to ask, and we ask this usually on a Thursday. We'll have actors and theater companies and such. We call it Theatre Thursday. So it's probably one of the most important questions that you could ask an actor, or director, or performer. What has been your favorite role to date?
Oh my gosh.
The favorite role or favorite show to date.
I'll just stick to this show because that's
you don't
that's,
have
that's,
to.
That's
you
wide.
Don't have no, to. You already booked for our
safe.
Show.
No, yeah, it's too wide of a berth. You know what I mean? It's just too much. So, from this show, I really love the elves. We have this recurring sketch about Christmas elves.
Okay.
Trixie and Tinker Jingle Doodle, and they're always, they go to therapy in the North
it's
Pole.
It's couples therapy.
Now this just sounds funny.
Yeah.
Just describing it.
Yeah, and so, you know, in the very first episode with them, it was about their son being an elf on the shelf and how he's not doing anything with his life, and kind of the drama builds from there as the family grows and the situations in their marriage, and so they're always at the North Pole therapy. Be having a couples session, and that's just too fun for me.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
and you?
For me, the sketch that I like the most is a sketch called Veronica and Bevins, and they're the 1930s detectives, noir detectives,
yeah,
who were frozen in this experiment and thawed out about 4 years ago. So they've got that feel, like the smoky feel, but they're dealing with like the Taylor Swift crowd. So it's fun because one, they're like, their voices are phenomenal at that. They're so good at it.
Nice.
And then two, you can get away with so much stuff. Like you can make fun of so much stuff because they're 1930s people. So it's like, they don't know any better. So you just get away with a lot more with them than you could if they were like modern, because it'd be too PC.
All right. Next question. Yeah. Dream role, if you could play anything, any part, in any performance whatsoever, what would that be?
Oh, okay. So my background is more musical theater, mm-hmm, performing.
Yeah.
Les Miserables will always be my favorite show.
Nice.
So honestly, any of the females in that, but probably Fantine from Les Miserables.
Very cool. Ooh. And Jake?
Can you reshape that question for me? I'm not an actor.
Maybe this is your dream role.
Yeah,
you're doing it.
I've been in film. I was in radio. I've done a few things before.
Okay,
but I've had this idea for about 10 years, and 5 years ago during COVID, I made it a reality.
Nice.
And I'm there. Like, I'm definitely there. The only thing I want to do is just keep getting,
yeah,
more of an audience out there and just bigger venues, because nice. I think it's such a fun thing that just brings light to the world, and I think it's just so fun. So I'm there.
That's awesome. That is congratulations. It's Main Street Music Show, and you can check out either their podcast or on YouTube. We'll link this up on our broadcast on our social media as well. If you go to at the Mike Show VA, all one word, no spaces. Main Street Music Show coming to Lynchburg November 1st at the Academy Center of the Arts Music Hall on Commerce Street. So check it out. Get your tickets at academycenter.org. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you. Absolutely. This has been great.
Absolutely. It is the Mike Show. It's the Monday edition. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. Stay tuned for that.
Jersey Mike's subs are great to enjoy in all kinds of places.
So you can bring a Club Supreme when you're camping?
Yeah.
Or have a Mike's Chicken Philly in the park?
Uh-huh.
Or a BLT when you're hiding under your boss's desk so you can erase that email you accidentally sent, the one where you made fun of his new haircut.
How long have you been under there?
Shh, quiet. He's here.
Oh, sorry.
Hello.
See what I mean about the haircut?
Freshly sliced and freshly grilled subs for any time, anywhere. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Celebrate the season at Handmade for the Holidays, Saturday, November 15th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg City Armory, corner of 12th and Church Streets in downtown Lynchburg. Join us for a festive market featuring unique, one-of-a-kind, handcrafted gifts by local artists and makers. Enjoy cheerful music and a cozy, welcoming atmosphere perfect for holiday shopping. Hosted by Lynchburg Parks and Recreation. And kids of all ages can bring their lists for pictures with Santa starting at 2 p.m. It's Handmade for the Holidays, Saturday, November 15th, 8 to 5 at Lynchburg City Armory in downtown Lynchburg.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
434.
Let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips. Viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. New research shows that candy prices are 10.8% higher this year than last. And if that's not scary enough for you, they say they'll be less chocolatey due to a cocoa price gouge. Get ready to spend some monster cash for Halloween candy.
My experiments all seem to be going out of whack, so I took a break for a tasty snack, when suddenly I heard Frankenstein say, "Holy crap, those M&Ms are up to $10 a bag.
He needs some cash.
He needs some monster cash.
Some monster cash.
To fill the children's sacks.
He needs some cash.
Dracula was starting to laugh.
He needs some cash.
Yes, we'll need a lot of cash."
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. Let's go to viral videos, shall we? Here we go. Are you carving a pumpkin this week? Well, here's a quick viral video on how to make your gourd last longer.
Here's a PSA. Don't cut the stem off your pumpkin. It will rot much faster. No, 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 no. Instead, cut its butt off. Grab all those butt guts. It's easy.
Butt guts.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Yeah. Let's see. A guy posted a video doing his impressions of his buddies who say, no spoilers, but basically do it anyway.
Dude, did you see the new action movie? You didn't? Okay, I won't spoil it. I'll just talk about a whole bunch. Okay, no spoilers. I'll just say it's really interesting to see Harrison Ford in a villain role for once. No spoilers, but I'm just saying when the twist hits at the end, you won't see it coming. I won't say who died. Let me just say, though, it's really freaked me out seeing Tom Cruise's head be like, well, I won't say. I hope they make a sequel. Of course, it'll be hard now that the main character is, well, I won't say.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Skip that. Skip that. That's going to be for stupid criminals. That one's going to be for stupid criminals. All right, so it seems like this happens every Halloween. A neighborhood in Florida is annoyed by one person's skeleton strip show decoration. Here's one neighbor, Gabriella, who apparently loves the stripper skeletons.
No problem. I can sit here. Let's have something fun. Woohoo! I have two kids and they like to see the skeleton. They are dancing. No problem for us. I'm afraid when they put a lot of some scare things with no head, something like that. But this is so fun. There's no problem here.
No problem. All right. Are we going to a comedian? Well, let's do this. Actually, let's go to sports. Our favorite play-by-play of the day from the NFL yesterday. It comes to us courtesy of Jim Nantz and Tony Romo during the Cowboys-Broncos game.
It's a handoff up the middle. In the pile. And the push. And the push. And the push. And it's a touchdown.
I don't think it's a touchdown.
Oh, hold on.
I heard the whistle.
You did.
Right when it was close to getting into the pushy tushy.
All right. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's comedian Jim Gaffigan on his kids and Halloween.
My kids, I don't know what they think. I don't even think my kids know what I do for a living. Or I should say, I didn't think they knew what I did for a living. Till last Halloween, my 10-year-old, Michael, didn't know what he wanted to be for Halloween, which is a crisis. If you're a parent, you know this. And then like 2 days before Halloween, he ran up to me and he goes, I know what I'm going to be for Halloween. I'm going to be a stand-up comedian. And I was so touched. I was like, oh my gosh. For Halloween, you want to be your dad? And he goes, no, I want to be John Mulaney. Slap! Thank you so much, you guys.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and vigorously. It's been a while. Give it a tug. There you go. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in .news, and then we've got some good news for you. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH, from here to there to anywhere, we're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again. Maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Greens, salads, wraps, and pizza is now open in downtown Lynchburg. Try Greens' fresh lineup of delicious salads, grain bowls, wraps, and handcrafted pizzas, plus chips and a drink to round out your meal. Whether you're looking for a quick lunch or your new go-to spot downtown, Greens has you covered with fresh flavors and friendly vibes. Open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, right in the heart of downtown, corner of Church and 12th Streets at 1124 Church Street. Visit gogreens.net and check out their entire menu. If it's got to be salads, wraps, or pizza, it's got to be Greens.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Time once again for stupid criminals in the news. Yep. Here we go. A man in Bath, New York, in the southwestern part of the state, was arrested after he placed a lit cigar in the drive-through money tube at a bank. I mean, good Lord.
No!
Yeah, he did it intentionally, but it's unclear why. So we don't know if he did it out of anger, just being a jerk, or well, maybe as a tip. I don't know. It sounds like he has a long rap sheet, so he may just be a troublemaker. The man is a 33-year-old named Jacob Frunk, and he was charged with assault in the third degree and reckless endangerment in the second degree, both Class A misdemeanors. The same guy was arrested for stealing a coffee machine key from a convenience store in August. The bank employee inhaled the cigar smoke when it arrived inside the bank and required medical care. I don't know. The injuries don't sound life-threatening. And then there is this. An ex-Avis Budget employee in Syracuse, New York, allegedly stole 47 vehicles from their car rental job and used them to start their own car rental business. Here's Chief Justin Baum talking about the man accused of doing this, Milton Thompson III.
There was no point at any point that we'd covered in our investigation that there was any attempt by this employee to bring the vehicles back. I know that he did have some insider knowledge that others wouldn't have had that kind of made it a little bit easier than it would have been for a normal person to steal these cars. He was renting them out and then they were continuously being used until they were put in the law enforcement system and then stopped by a police officer or a law enforcement agency to get them.
Good Lord.
So you haven't had any vehicles go missing then?
Nope. I would know. I'm the executive sales manager.
Okie dokie. Thanks a bunch. I'll let you get back to your paperwork then.
All right. Let's see. Is that it? Are we going to good news? Yeah, we are. We like to share good news during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. What about this one? Let's do this. A community in North Palm Beach, Florida, went big for Halloween this year, and a four-year-old kid made it happen. A woman named Jill Parker posted a video of her son, Reef, a few weeks ago, complaining that there weren't enough Halloween decorations up. People saw the video, and within days, that wasn't the case anymore. Here's Reef, his mom, and neighbors talking about the decorations.
What's your favorite decoration at that house?
All of it?
Why do you don't have decorations up?
I still have all this Halloween stuff, and I'm starting to lose interest in it, but then
kids like Reef come by and they drive by and they slow down, and the kids love looking at my decorations and it brings back the spirit.
Happy Halloween! Don't forget to decorate!
Okay, and that is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
The United Way of Central Virginia is hosting their annual food drive for the entire month of October to benefit local food pantries throughout Central Virginia. They need your help to surpass the goal of 15,000 pounds of food. Donate unexpired, non-perishable food items, cleaning, and hygiene products. And if your business or organization would be interested in hosting a box, please contact United Way of Central Virginia. The October food drive benefits 13 local food banks and pantries just in time for the holiday season. Visit UnitedWayCV.org for a list of collection sites, or take your donations to the United Way of Central Virginia's offices at 1010 Miller Park Square in Lynchburg. Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information, and together we can harvest hope for our neighbors in need.
All right. Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. And that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away! Go away!
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
See you later, buddy.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.